Tonight I want to look at one verse basically and just get a jumping off point from that particular verse. If you would, let's turn to Judges chapter 18, verse number 7. Judges chapter 18, verse number 7. We've been reading through the Bible and I came across this particular verse and I saw this and it struck me, and I just want for a few minutes tonight to preach to you out of this verse. If you're there, say amen. All right. Judges chapter 18, verse 7, the Bible says, "Then the five men departed and came to Laish and saw the people that were therein, how they dwelt careless after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure, and there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians and had no business with any man." Look back up in the verse where it says, how they dwelt careless. Tonight, for a few minutes, I want to preach to you on the message or philosophy of carelessness. The message of carelessness. The world today has this message. Definition, if you look up carelessness, neglectful, indifferent, unconcerned. And that's just the message that the world has for us today. They don't care about us. They don't care about our families. They don't care about our children. They don't even care about our country. They don't care about it. The devil is getting exactly what he wants out of the world. And that lets me know, as I said earlier, our time is short. Tonight I want to preach to you for a few minutes on the message of carelessness. Number one, carelessness says that it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't really make a difference. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Let's look in verse 24. "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Amen. If we're going to build our house, if you're going to build a house, you need to make sure it's built on a solid foundation. Amen. But the world doesn't care what we have. We better make sure that our foundation is built upon Jesus. But the world doesn't care. The world wants us to conform to what it's doing, the way it's acting, the things that they're saying. But my Bible still says in 1 John 2:15, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." You may want to be careful if you find yourself loving the things that are in the world. But carelessness says it really doesn't make a difference who your foundation's on. Carelessness says that it really doesn't make a difference who you believe in. It does make a difference the way I believe. John 14:6 says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus saith, "I am the way." It does make a difference what you believe in. Galatians 2:21, the Bible says, "I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." It does make a difference the way we believe. Because if you're believing in the wrong thing, on the wrong thing, you're in trouble. Jesus is the only way we're going to get to heaven. As the song said, Canaan land is just in sight. There will be no sorrow there in that tomorrow. Amen. Canaan land is just in sight. Makes a difference. What you believe. Jesus is the only way. also makes a difference. Or carelessness says it doesn't really make a difference if you miss a few church services. It does make a difference. Because there are people who are watching you. DJ, makes a difference, doesn't it? Amen. How old is he? 2 years old. 3 years old. You don't think that he keeps an eye on us? Miles, how old are you? 13. Teenager. Lord help us. I had a pastor tell us one time, he said, when you have kids, you need to put them in a pasteboard box and cut holes in it. Then when they turn teenagers, you need to seal the holes up. Amen. It makes a difference because we have people that are watching us. We have children that are watching us. They know where we sit. And if I'm not in my place, they're going to say, where's Brother Bowen? I can hear Marissa now. Where's Brother Bowen? Because she always runs up to me. Hey, Brother Bowen. They had a wasp out there in the vestibule there, in the lobby. They came to me. Brother Bowen, we got some candy for you. The wasp sitting in there. They just wanted me to get rid of the wasp. Kids watch you. They know when you're not where you're supposed to be. I wasn't over there. Y'all going to be saying, where's Brother Bowen? Is he sick? Where's Miss Lynn? Is she mad at Brother Steve and stayed home? Y'all watch too. Y'all watch to see what we do. The world watches to see what we do, how we act, what kind of testimony that we have. But carelessness says it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't really make a difference what kind of testimony you have. Oh, my friend, it does. It makes a difference because people are watching you. The world is watching you. You know, I joke, Leanne and I joke all the time because on Sundays we leave early in the morning, you know, coming over here. And then we don't get home till late at night. They probably said, boy, those folks have church all day long. But you know what? Every Sunday morning, every Wednesday, they see our car leaving. And they know where we're going. Our cell phones and our cars are so smart now that even when we leave on a Wednesday or Sunday, it puts the address in there saying, even our cell phones are watching what we do. Amen. We need to make sure we're careful what kind of testimony we have. The world says, carelessness says it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference. Carelessness says it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if I obey God's word. Doesn't make a difference if I miss a day or two of devotions. It does make a difference. Because that's the way that we as Christians get by every day. Because I need bed and I need God to speak to me. Because as I said, the world doesn't care one thing about us. You get out in the world, and I got out to work today, and hadn't even got started well or good yet. The devil's trying to aggravate me. Thank goodness we read our Bible this morning. Carelessness says it don't. You skip a few days. 1, 2, skip a few. 99, 100. My grandson was here the other week. He was doing that. 1, 2, skip a few. 99, 100. I'd say 100. He said, no, 1,000. You know, that's the way it is. You start missing church. You start missing reading your Bible. You start missing praying. Missing your devotions. Next thing you know, it's 1, 2, skip a few more. Well, you know it. Years gone by. Carelessness says it doesn't really make a difference. Number two, carelessness says it will never happen to me. Or with me to Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah chapter 47, verse 8. The Bible says, therefore hear now this, that thou art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am and none else beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Carelessness says, things will never happen to me. I will never get caught. I'll never have a wreck. Sometimes we may do things. And we may think nobody's watching. Nobody sees. Nobody cares. And we say nobody will ever know. I'll never get. God sees everything you do. God hears everything you say. Never happened to me. No one's watching me. I'll never lose my excitement. You know, we come to church and we listen, hear the singing, and we hear the preaching and we get excited and we're looking forward to camp meeting. I'm looking forward to camp meeting. Preacher said Brother Drummond was going to be leading the singing. Praise the Lord, I don't have to stand up here and lead the singing. I can enjoy the service. Not that I don't enjoy leading the singing. Sometimes I like to just sit there, hear the singing, enjoy it. And we get excited about the singing. I like that song, Canaan Land is Just in Sight. Milk and honey flow. That's where I'm going. I like that song. We get excited. I get excited when I sing the, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. I get excited because I know where I'm going. I don't know how a lost person in the lost world under. I don't know how to make it every day. And I know where I'm going. I know that one day I'm going to walk on the streets of gold. I know one day I'm going to see my Savior. And I'm going to spend an eternity with Him. I get excited. And we think it's going to always be that way. When we get out in the world, and the world starts beating on us, the devil starts beating on us. Sometimes, when our brothers and sisters start beating on us, it does happen. It does. I mean, and I've given this example before. As a kid growing up, we used to raise turkeys. It wasn't the turkeys you eat. It was what we called a pen-raised wild turkey. We'd raise them to let go in the wild and repopulate an area. But those turkeys, we'd have them in the pen, and they would get along fine until something happens, one of them injures their head, and it starts bleeding. Next thing you know, those turkeys would gang up on that one and start pecking him, pecking him, pecking him. Until finally, if we didn't do anything about it, they would peck him to death. And sometimes, sad to say, that's the way we are as Christians. when someone falls, someone gets out in sin, instead of trying to lift them up and get them back into fellowship with God, we start kicking them. We start pecking on them. And we'll just peck on them and kick them and beat them until we completely destroy them. No, I'm not talking about condoning sin. I'm talking about trying to get somebody back in a right relationship with the Lord. Carelessness. Because I'll never fall. Not me. I'm too spiritual. You just don't know how strong my walk with God is. Pride will go before destruction and the Holy Spirit before the fall. You can fall. Because when you stop reading your Bible, when you stop praying, when you stop doing the things that you're supposed to do as a Christian, before you know it, you will be that close to doing things that you wouldn't think a Christian could do. Not me, I'll never fall. And when we get to the point that it'll never happen to me, that's when we stop listening to the Lord. I'll never surrender. I'll never surrender to His call on my life. I remember when He was dealing with me by preaching. I ran and ran and ran and I said, Lord, not me. You got to be joking. Not me. If you ignore things long enough, God will stop calling. And He is still calling. Amen, Brother Nick. Amen. Carson said amen. I'll never surrender. I'll never fall. Not me. Carelessness says it doesn't really make a difference. Carelessness also says it will never happen to me. Numbers 32:23, the Bible says, but if ye will not do so, beloved, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Now, is the Bible true or not? Amen. If it's true, and it is, that verse is still true. You may think, as I said earlier, that no one knows what you're doing. But the Bible still says, be sure your sin will find you out. Carelessness says it will never happen to me. Carelessness also says somebody else will take care of it. How many times have we walked through the church and we see things that need to be done? Or we look at the church bulletin and we see Sister Sarah in the nursery every Sunday, knowing that somebody needs to get to the nursery and give her a break or whomever, and we say, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will take care of it. How many times do we see things that need to be done around the church? Somebody else will take care of it. Somebody else will get it done. I have things to do. Somebody else will take care of it. Somebody else will take care of the nursery. Somebody else will go on visitation. Somebody else will take care of it. Somebody else will take care of the giving. But I can't afford to give. You can't afford not to give. Somebody else will take care of it. You've heard many times it says you can't outgive God. And that's true. I've experienced it many times. God will take care of his children. Carelessness says, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will help clean the church on Wednesday night. I'm not saying that just because it's clean the church time after church night. Carelessness says, somebody else will do it. Somebody else will go soul winning. Somebody else will pass out a tract. Somebody else. Somebody else. Somebody else. How about you? Why can't we say, I'll do it? I love coming to church. I love being here at church. I love hearing the preaching. I love the singing. I love. But we drive 38 minutes. We live up Coleman on the other side of Coleman. But you know, it has never dawned on us, well, we live a long way in church. It doesn't matter to me. Because, number one, I enjoy being here. I enjoy the fellowship. I enjoy church. There are things to be done around here. Somebody else will do it. Carelessness says, somebody else will do it. Carelessness also says, I don't care. I don't care. Please don't teach. I don't care. There is a lost and dying world. I don't care about the lack of soul winning. I don't care about the lack of praying. I don't care about the lack of giving. I don't care about sin. I don't care about sin in our lives, and I don't care about sin in the world. I don't care about sin anymore. And when you stop not caring, exactly what you want. You will not care what goes on in your own home. We'll stop worrying about what our children do. What they're listening to, the music they're listening to. It does care. God cares about sin. God hates sin. We'll stop caring. Carelessness says, we don't care. I don't care about sin. I don't care about abortion. I don't care about homosexuality. I don't care about lying, killing, stealing. God cares. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. The Bible says, these 16 doth the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination to him. It says, doth the Lord hate. God hates sin. What are they? A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imagination, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. My friends, God hates sin. And we should too. Whether it's in the world or in our home. God hates sin. And we need to be careful with our children. Carelessness says, I don't care about the loss. We get to that point, what we're saying is that we really don't believe in hell. But Luke chapter 16 is still in the Bible. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There was a beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came. We stop believing the Bible. When we stop caring about the lost, we stop believing that the Bible teaches about hell. I don't want to misquote the rest of that passage, so I'm going to turn to it. The rich man cared. That passage says, own passage. Passage says, and desired to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, more of the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. How do we know he cared? And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. He cared then. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. He cared. We see his crying and torments. He cared because he said, Then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. He cared. Do we care? When's the last time you passed out of track? It's not really that hard. They may get mad. What are we going to do? We're going to get mad and run them to the second hell? They're already on the way to hell. Give them a try. Do you really believe in hell? Do you really believe that the rich man is still there crying, begging for a drop of water on his tongue? Do you really believe? If we really believe, why don't we care? Carelessness says, I don't care. Carelessness also says, tomorrow doesn't matter. Luke chapter 12. Bible says, and starting at verse 16, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. I've done it all. I've achieved everything I want to achieve. I've got all the money I want. I got everything I could ever need. I'm going to just sit back in my recliner. I'm going to prop my feet up. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. He's not worried about tomorrow, is he? He's got it all today. But that passage does not stop there. In verse 20 it says, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? God never promises us a tomorrow. You know, these folks that just went through these tornadoes and died, they thought they had plenty of time. They thought, well, the tornadoes never, the bad weather never comes my way. It always goes somewhere else. It'll never happen. How many times have you heard? It'll never happen to me. God never promises us a tomorrow. Hebrews 9:27 says that it is as it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Carelessness says that tomorrow doesn't matter. Tomorrow does matter. If you're lost, you have no tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Tomorrow does matter. For a Christian, hallelujah, we have a tomorrow. We have a next day. We have that 1-2 skip a few 99 eternity. Hallelujah. Tomorrow does matter. It should matter to us. Carelessness to tell you, tomorrow doesn't matter. It tells the lost world, tomorrow doesn't matter. You got plenty of time. It's what the devil will tell you. You've got plenty of time. You've got plenty of time. You've got plenty of time. You've got plenty. Time's up. Where are you going to be? I know everybody here tonight, I believe everybody's testimony has been born again. That's between you and God. The only person that I know for sure is going to heaven and here tonight is me. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. That's between you and God. But I do know who holds tomorrow. And I know who holds my hand. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the time we've had tonight. Lord, I pray it wasn't a burden or wasn't pleasing to you. My desire was that I please you. Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless our church. Thank you so much for it. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for all he does. Thank you for his preaching and his teaching. Sometimes we may think he may be a little hard, but it's only because he loves us, cares for us. He wants us to live right. He wants us to do right. He wants to obey. Wants us to obey your word. Lord, I pray that you would just heal him. Lord, I know he wanted to be here tonight. This is church. It saddens me. Lord, I thank you for him. Lord, I pray for each and every person here tonight. Lord, thank you for them coming. It's an encouragement. See folks come. Lord, if they'd have known I was preaching tonight, they probably wouldn't. But they needed to come anyway. Faithfulness. God bless. Lord, I pray that you would send visitors, Lord, that you would help us grow. And Lord, that we'd see souls saved. Lord, there is a lost and dying world. There is a hell that the lost go to and burn forever. Lord, let us always carelessness doesn't care. Thank you again for allowing me to stand behind the pulpit tonight. Lord, I pray that you just help us as we clean, safe going home. Of course, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.